Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is. We guess the takes for week 8. In the NFL, what is everybody talking about when Monday rolls around? Hugh Douglas, what's your guess to take for week 8? What's everyone going to be talking about after another week of pro football?
Drake May might be the next John Elway.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was a big.
I think he looks really good.
Yeah, he does. He's balling.
He may overtake Jaden Daniels from that class last year. Yeah. And Jaden Daniels obviously had a great rookie year, but Daniels this year, he's got to put himself in the MVP discussion here.
Yeah, he's balling. He's balling.
John Elway, though. Wow.
Yeah, I feel like being hyperbolic.
No, it's good. I like it.
Yeah, I feel like being hyperbolic.
All right, so the Hugh's guess to take is Drake May starting to get John Elway comps coming Monday. Here's mine. Caleb Williams is the only thing holding back the Bears. They're actually showing strides. Four in a row.
Back and they just got it.
Yeah, I mean, four in a row under Ben Johnson. They've won 4 games in a row. Their defense a bit better. They're running the football. The one thing they don't do, they don't throw well. They have this number one overall pick quarterback. By the way, Drake May is better than him. Daniels is better than him. Knicks might be better than him. I mean, he was the number one pick in that draft, and there's other quarterbacks that are clearly better than him. I think they're going to lose to the Ravens, and I think it's going to be, Ben Johnson can't fix Caleb Williams. He's the weak link in the Chicago Bears. Kyle, what is the guess to take? What is everyone talking about Monday?
It's time to jump on those Daniel Jones MVP tickets before those odds get small.
So
the time is now.
We are looking at 22-1 over at FanDuel right now.
I mean, they're playing the Titans this week.
So they're going to go 7-1.
That's a style points victory.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have the record. He's going to put up tons of numbers against the Titans. And what's he at right now?
I think 22-1.
22-1.
It's a big number.
He's going to shoot up.
Would he be the most unlikely MVP since Rich Gannon? Rich Gannon kind of came out of nowhere. Rich Gannon, because he was like a journeyman, and he finally got to Gruden, and they became an MVP. I mean, you typically NFL MVP quarterbacks, you kind of saw it coming, or was with their first team, right? Or they're all-timers. It would be a double whammy, too, if the Eagles beat up the Giants on the same week that Daniel Jones becomes NFL MVP conversation.
I mean, he'll probably be considered, realistically, for comeback player of the year.
Yep.
Even though he didn't come back from...
We came back from sucking.
Yeah, which I morally disagree with in terms of the vote.
Well, he did.
You okay? Oh my God.
I mean, am I wrong? Where did he come back from? He stunk. I think we've lost you. An hour left of the show. He's gone. He's gone.
Joe, come on, man.
What, am I wrong? What did I say that was inaccurate? What did Daniel Jones come back from?
Listen, he sucked. Listen, Joe, I'm going to leave it alone.
Came back from sucking is out of control.
All right, we're all trying to be grown-ups here, Hugh. Obviously.
Hugh,
someone
look
here
at me. Look at me, Hugh.
I'm a professional.
You are a professional.
I am a professional.
Say it with me.
I'm a professional. Joe, he just said it so a matter of fact.
It's true.
It's on a fresh Friday, too. It's on a Friday.
Yeah, I should have known better on a Friday. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Mario, ooh. Northeast Philly. What's up, Mario?
Yo, what's up?
What's up?
How y'all doing? Hey, I just want to start off by saying, man, y'all my favorite three amigos on the WIP radio.
Thank you for listening.
Man, appreciate you, Mario.
Y'all three ain't together, man. The show don't run right. But, I want to say about the last call he's talking about AJ Brown. Yeah, man, he got to go, man. I think he's just like a bad apple in the bunch, and it's rubbing off on Smitty. And I think he don't really say too much, but because he a wide receiver just like AJ, so he don't want to mess up everything on the team. But AJ got to go, but he does help out Smitty though, because that's why I believe he's able to catch a lot of passes too, because they focus on AJ too, so they both help each other out. But he's just bad on the team, man. He's just doing too much to me.
It just feels like Mary. It feels like it's like a never ending thing either. And the part that's frustrating is they're winning. They win so many games with these guys together,
and they'll complain.
Yeah, right. And like the whole thing should be, and they gave him a new contract last year. It's not
crazy,
money.
That's
like
the crazy
he's got
part.
Money. He's got a ring. Like this should be all in to try to, you know, be a dynasty. And he's not about that. All right, Mary, what are you thinking here? What should Hugh Douglas be for Halloween here?
Hey, well, I don't know if you know this, John. I don't know if it's a little old, and I'm showing my age a little bit, but we're around the same age, so you probably know, get him a saxophone and let him be a California Rays.
Yes.
I remember the Rays just heard it through the grapevine.
I like that. I like that, Mario. That's a good one, man. Listen, have a great weekend. We appreciate it.
They used to be big back in the day.
You could be a California Rays, and I could see that.
With the glasses.
Yes.
And they used to dance, and they used to sing Heard It Through the Grapevine. With the
Do you think you could pull off that costume by next week?
No. Because most of these costumes, like a lot of times, you know, costumes are predicated by what's kind of popular.
You're saying the California Raisins aren't popular anymore?
Not anymore. Hmm. I would say, like, I saw one with, like I said, like Helldivers is popular right now.
They're popular as a costume?
Yes.
Like when I go trick or treating with the kids next Friday, I'll see Helldivers.
You'll probably see some Helldivers costumes. Basically, it's like a action figure with a cape on, and it has a helmet, and it's probably black and yellow.
Now, do you wear the costume while you play?
No. Okay. I don't have one. I don't have one.
Okay.
But, mostly that's what it is. So, that's a good costume, but I don't think I'll be able to pull that off.
I do like the California Raisins. All right, let's go to Pop-Pop, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Pop-Pop.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good,
great
Pop-Pop.
Show
What's
again.
Up?
The best show on WIP by far.
Oh, we appreciate you, Pop-Pop. Thank you for being a part of it. So, what are you feeling today?
All right, so a couple things. It saddens me to see, one of the best parts of the team appear to alienate himself from, this movement to win a Super Bowl. Now, this is all speculation.
Reckless.
So I don't know what's going on with him. But I will say this: the roster is loaded to the point where the Eagles have this sleeper, right? You know, in a military term, we have a sleeper cell. He's called Johan Dotson. If AJ can't play, then put Dotson in, and he becomes the receiver on the other side from Smitty, and then let's have a day.
And you know what, Pop-Up, to your point on him, now last year he wasn't a big part of things, but I think that a lot of that was he just got here at the end of training camp. This year he was here the whole time. He had a good offseason. We talked to him in training camp, and he seemed excited. They seemed excited about, you know, what they had to give, what he had to give down the stretch of the season. So there could be something there where he could – it wouldn't surprise me at all if he plays well, if he had to play on Sunday.
Every time they've gone to him, he's come up big. He's come up real big, and I think that the time is right. You know, there's going to be a lot of people watching that game. The New York media, Philly, I think a lot of national eyes are going to be on that game. It's a great opportunity for Dotson to step up and get his due.
Yeah, he's next man up. And they have a good phone call. They have more depth at receiver, Hugh, now than they have had in years, right? They have Dotson. They traded for Metchie at the end of the summer. They open up what I heard you talking about it in your injury report. Darius Cooper's window is activated now because he was a big story in the summer, Darius Cooper. And then he got hurt and we kind of forgot about him. So I'm not sure if he's up on Sunday, but they certainly.
No, he's not. Per the injury report.
Your injury report.
Yeah.
I like those. But Ray in Washington Township's up on WIP. What's up, Ray?
I just have to address the crowd that is okay and/or wants AJ Brown to leave. Mm-hmm. How could you want that? Like, I know you guys as a show do not. Kyle is super clear about that. But how could you want a top five receiver, not arguably, factually, a top five receiver in the league to leave your football team?
Well, so I think you want me to answer for people that want him out. I don't know, because I guess people are.
Aside from the attitude thing, like it's you want a football team to win, you want Super Bowls.
Sure.
How do you want him to leave?
But I think that's I mean, I'm trying to answer for the people that can't answer themselves, but I think it's because of all the drama that comes with, you know, him doing what he's doing. It's a distraction on a team that has a ton of distractions already with trying just to get right every week. You know, they won the game last week, and one of the tweets that he had out was, what, they use me, but they don't use me?
Yeah, yeah.
They want to use me, but they don't use me?
I hear it, and it's just crazy. Like, if you want the team to win, then you have to want A.J. Brown on the team. You have to be able to separate. And I understand being tired of the drama and all, but, like, if you want a Super Bowl, then you want A.J. Brown on the team.
So, in general, Ray, I agree. I don't want to get rid of good players, really good players, on the where we're still trying to win again, right?
Sometimes, like,
in
the middle. The juice is, I'm not saying that I want him gone either, but, yeah. You know, sometimes the juice just isn't worth the squeeze.
Ray, I also think there's a portion of fans who think he doesn't want to be here, and they're offended and annoyed by it. Like, I don't think this is coming from nowhere, right? Like, if he was seemingly happy and dominating, nobody would say these things. But I think there's a sense that people feel like, well, if he's just going to complain all the time, then what? Then get him out of here.
That's true. And you know what? It's a problem that only a winning team is going to have. You know, like, if this is our biggest problem, right? And, you know, one of our biggest problems. It's not the worst problem to have, and it's not the worst place to be as a team. It's a winning team's problem to have.
Yeah, it is. And Ray, good phone call. Look, if we poll people, we may end up doing this next week if he doesn't play on Sunday and there's more to this story. Do you want him here? Do you not want him here? I feel it. There's a lot of people that are tired of it. And a lot of people probably feel like, and Ike's brought this up before, you mentioned a few minutes ago, the Stephon Diggs thing, right? When I said I think they could have a good game
Addition
on Sunday.
By subtraction.
Yeah, Stephon Diggs is a really good player, right? He always has been. He was good in Minnesota. He's good now with Drake May. Josh Allen won the MVP after he left. Like, yeah. Sometimes a quarterback can be more free and just throw to the open guy rather than, like, I got this guy yelling in my ear to get me the ball all the time.
And I think he said something about he didn't feel the pressure to try to get him the ball.
Yeah, he did.
You know, I think he said that. So it's one of those things, man. Like, sometimes it's better for both parties just to move on.
Yes. I also think, and I'm not saying this to disparage A.J. Brown, he's still a high-end
player.
But I also think we have a math problem and accounting problem when it comes to top five receivers. We do this with NBA superstars. There's like 12 top five receivers. He's really good. I don't think he's a top five guy anymore. I haven't seen that. And I know part of it is maybe Jalen needs to get him the ball more. So I'm not. Do you think he's a top five receiver anymore?
Yeah, I
don't. I think Jamar Chase is better. I think Puka Nacua is better. I think Justin Jefferson's better. I think CeeDee Lamb's better. And this year, Jackson Smith and Jigba has been maybe the best receiver in pro football.
I think part of the reason why he's upset is because he probably feels the way that you do, because he hasn't been in position to show what he could do. And I think that's what is really frustrating.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And I think what frustrated him last week was the fact that you saw what he's capable of. But the season's almost over. Like, on some level, and I'm not mad at him for this, but this is what drives him. On some level, he's being a little selfish because it's like we're 7 weeks into the season, and he's probably not going to the Pro Bowl. He's probably not going to put up the numbers that he anticipated to put up this year. Mm-hmm. he could still salvage his season and have a pretty decent season.
Sure.
But the way that it's been going, Joe, this is a, for him, this is a season lost. You know, he lost one last year. And I'm looking at it from his perspective. He's looking at it probably he lost last year a season, and now he's going into another season, and he's losing. He's losing again. And what I mean by losing, people, is production.
Meanwhile, all they do is win.
Yes.
The team.
Yes. And you have, this is what people, I think, have to understand a little bit. Every NFL player, to a certain extent, is somewhat selfish. To a certain extent. You know, and I know somebody probably yelling, well, you know, Saquon last year, you know, gave up those touches to for the young cats to get their run, right? But on some level, he still was a little, he still has some selfishness about him in certain things that he does, just not in that, because that wasn't that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
He was just happy to be on a good team and he wasn't getting killed all season long. So there's that. But I'm not mad at A.J. Brown for being as competitive as he wants to be.
No, but there's got to be an adult about it.
There's
got to
be some balance. Yeah. There got to be a little bit of balance.
Yeah, there is. Look, we'll see what happens on Sunday. As far as where he ranks, again, I don't think he's top five anymore. He's still really good. And I don't want to just not give him away in a season we're trying to win another Super Bowl. But clearly, this whole thing feels weird. I mean, the whole season has felt weird with him from the jump. So, look, I said this many times this season. I don't think he's going to be here next year. I think we're heading for a divorce between the Eagles and A.J. Brown. I think eventually both sides are going to be like, he wants more catches, he wants more yards, he wants more touches. And they're going to say, we're paying you, he's the sixth highest paid receiver right now. And where do you guys think he ranks in yards this season?
Probably eighth. Ninth.
He's 27th.
Oh, Lord.
Sixth highest paid, 27th.
That's why he mad. I see why.
I don't think Howie's going to keep him for that money and all the nonsense.
Yeah. That's I haven't seen you get stumped like that in a while.
He's looking at his stat sheet. I'm surprised he's sitting outside of Jalen Hurts' house every day, contemplating whether or not to beat his ass.
Do you guys know who number 9 is, by the way?
Devontae
Smith.
No, I'm saying.
Hey, we revisit an old take?
Oh, you mean the one that I had?
One of my five takes? Yeah, a 2 year later victory lap.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
All the best takes take some time.
I
think I said that first, though, Kyle. Devontae.
Are you trying to take credit for my take?
Oh, no, I'm saying I do remember him saying he
You guys are ridiculous. This was two.
But let me get back to me painting this picture. Of AJ sitting outside of Jalen's house.
You're messy.
Thinking about beating his ass.
Take Thief Douglas over here? This guy's ridiculous.
No, I'm just being reckless. It's Friday.
You're being messy. It's Friday.
We know it's Friday.
Give me a couple bottles of wine and put together these Transformers. Yeah. It's going to be a hell of a night.
That's what everyone does on Friday nights. Wine and Transformers.
Bang, that was some Transformers.
You are an adult.
Imagine going in a time machine and telling like 30-year-old Hugh, what's 54 look like? Transformers and red wine.
Listen, you know what I would tell my younger self? Don't worry, dog. All the Transformers that you didn't get when you were younger, you'll get them one day. You ain't going to get them right now, though, so you got to suck it up.
Just be patient, young man. Black Gritty up on WIP.
Joe Giglio trying to send somebody to the upper room reading off them stats like that. Put that fantasy away, Joe Giglio. Ain't nobody asking your opinion.
Hey, Black Gritty, I was like, damn. I know that bug hot now. He's mad. Like, what the hell y'all doing to him?
And Hugh, you've been on a tightrope all week looking like the daredevil. Well, you need to get off the internet. I can't trust you right now. You are out of control this week, man.
Out of pocket, man. Out of pocket.
First of all, if you can't beat Scattercooch and whatever his name is without A.J. Brown, then you got a problem. Because I saw him beat us without neighbors, right? So, I mean, I love Jalen Hurts. But if you can't go down there at home on Kelly Green night without A.J. Brown and get me this George W., then we got more issues than not, okay? A little bit healthy, you know, coming off a dub. We look good. You passed the ball against one of the better defenses in the league. One of the better defensive coaches in the league. And I got to worry about Scattaboo and what's the guy, Dart, whatever his name is. You better go out there and get this W. I mean, style poise, whatever, but I don't need A.J. Brown. But what y'all talk about right now is so reckless. Because let me tell you something. I don't want to get rid of A.J. Brown because I can't run the ball right now. Y'all putting fear in my heart because – if we were still running the ball, okay, I'd be like, yeah, you know what, A.J., man, you want to trade middle season, go ahead and do it. But you ain't going to get an A.J. Brown level back. You trying to discredit him from being a top five. He closed to a top five in our hearts, you know, for real, than he is trading him and getting one of these other backup dudes in there and taking his production up. So if we were running the ball better, I would feel wholeheartedly. But right now, Joe Giglio, you are the most disrespectful person on the internet. Shut your mouth and stop reading stats. Let me give y'all some Halloween.
Okay, no more facts. I'll stop with the facts. I promise.
Yeah. For the first time in your life, you said something real, and it hurt. Okay, it hurt. Golly. Joe Giglio and Kyle, y'all should go out there from Talladega Nights and be shake and bake. Yeah, I mean, I think y'all would look real good with some mutton chops on one of y'all. Kyle already got the mustache. You know what I mean? Shake and bake. I think that would be great for y'all. And Hugh from his heart. I'm trying to have me Tom Petty. I'm trying to put this big blonde wig on my boy and Tom hat and a long black cape, put a guitar in his hand, and let Mr. Petty rock on the internet like he do. I love you guys. We get this Drew's Derby this weekend. And Joe Giglio, shut your mammy jammy mouth and get off Google. I talk to y'all.
Love you, Black Gertie. We appreciate it.
You heard me with that one.
All I did is read the numbers.
That was crazy. 27. What? Yeah, I can see AJ sitting outside Jalen's crib every night contemplating on how far he want to take this because he's here. Yeah. And just, you know, just probably knocking on his door and just punching him dead in the face.
How does that go with not practicing this week?
It adds a little bit more validity to what Dan Orlovsky said to me. Because he's not happy. He went – there were – what was it? 2 years ago, we were talking about how AJ was out there beasting fools and how he was unstoppable and all this other stuff. He's become a footnote for a guy that has the type of, personality that he has. That has to be a hard pill to swallow. And he can still play. He's showing you that this weekend. You know, this reminds me of with Freddie Mitchell. With the About Time. Remember when he did that? About Time?
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. Even though, you know. Freddie might not be considered the same kind of caliber of receiver.
Well, he's not.
But he still, that's how he feels. So, yeah, he's upset.
Neither is great, right? I don't want him to be hurt. I mean, we all want him back on the field as soon as possible. But he hasn't practiced in 3 days with a hamstring injury. What's confusing to me is nothing came out of the game, right? Like, typically when a player gets hurt in the game, even if it's towards the end, because he made the catch to kind of seal the game at the end. What I would expect that someone there in Minnesota, someone that covers a team, would have said, AJ came up lame at the end. It's something to keep an eye on this week. Mm-hmm. Nobody said that. Did any all day Monday and Tuesday on this radio station, AJ Brown and hamstring was never said. I didn't hear it once. Not from a caller notice, not from a host that talked about it, not from a report that it was out there. That's the part to me that is the oddest part of this. That he did. I feel like every other in-game injury, we hear about it after the game.
Somebody said he might be malingering.
Malingering?
Yes.
What is that?
That means feigning an illness or injury.
It's faking.
To get more attention. You know, the only reason I remember that is because I was watching Law and Order last night. And the lawyer said that the lady was malingering. And I was like, that's a big old word.
This is like a word of the day situation.
No, I'm saying
She
said it. Yeah. She said it today. She said malingering. I'm like, I know that word because I just heard it yesterday.
Hugh watched Law and Order and was like, I cannot wait to use that word.
Malingering.
Let's just watch out how many Law and Order themes we bring to the show. Some of those are a little dark.
Malingering. Yeah, this one I watched last night. I'll tell you about it in the break. Yeah. It was weird.
You're a Law and Order guy? I didn't realize that.
Oh, I used to watch a lot of Law and Order, especially during the pandemic, the little pandemic.
Yeah.
little pandemic.
It was pretty little big,
pandemic.
Man.
little pandemic. No, I just.
Little guy.
No, I just remember, dog. It was wild. I don't know how it was up here for y'all, but being in the South.
The same, man. You were on the other side of the world.
No, let me tell you. In the South, it was different. It hit a little different.
What do you mean? Because was the pandemic different in the South than here?
Well, because, you know, the Southerners refused to cooperate, and they were on one.
Oh,
yep. It was
did you participate?
I stayed my ass at home.
He was waiting for an excuse to do that anyway. Let's be honest.
I was at the crib, but there were people that were really like they were bent out of shape.
Yeah,
like for real, like it was different. I think it was a little different because you know they were complaining about, oh, you're not gonna take away my rights, and they start cocking them shotguns and stuff. So it's like, hey man, y'all probably. Stay at home. I keep telling y'all, man, it's different. It hit different in the South. Sometimes.
Yeah,
well, some place in the South.
I'm sure. All right, John in Allentown up next. What's up, John?
Yeah, I'm going to send you guys the cleaning bill for my car because I spit Gatorade all over my car with you talking about, you know, AJ standing outside Jalen's house, man. I mean,
think about it, though.
That's off, like, that John, off the hook.
John, think about it, though. He pissed.
Well, expense it to Odyssey, John. Don't worry about
it. Pissed. He's like, I need to go up here and whoop this dude ass right now.
Yep. Yeah, I heard AJ is getting traded.
No, we're recklessly speculating.
Oh, did you heard
yeah,
it somewhere?
I heard that from Hugh.
Oh, yeah, we recklessly speculating.
Trade rumors. Insider Hugh. I need Adam Schefter to go on. According to Hugh Douglas in Philadelphia, A.J. Brown, they're shipping his ass right out of town. John, what are you thinking on Sunday? Need a big win?
Yeah, man, big win, man. We need a big win, and I think it's going to be a big win. I think the Eagles will dominate on Sunday.
Now we're talking.
I really do.
We need double-digit win. All right, John, what should Hugh be for Halloween?
Yeah, I see Hugh as the Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz.
Michael Jackson.
Some hay hanging out. You know what I'm saying? With the hat.
Oh, he said Wizard of Oz. I was thinking The Wiz.
A little bit different, but it's the same.
The Wiz is the greatest movie that was ever made, by the way, in my humble opinion.
The greatest movie ever made,
John,
The Wiz?
Good call.
Come on, man.
I think he was talking about the original, though.
I'm talking about The Wiz.
The Wiz is a great
The Wiz
movie.
There's zero chance it's the greatest movie ever. The Wiz is the greatest movie ever made.
I will unpack that.
I'm not going to say it's the greatest movie ever made, but it's fantastic.
Yeah, but greatest ever.
It's an insane take.
Take a pair, Wizard of Oz and The Wiz. I know you think you should be able to.
You can't win.
But it's two totally different musical scenarios.
They are.
Get out of the game.
Ava,
you're so much fun.
What you got, Ava? What are we doing?
Well, where are you going to be tonight?
Where am I going to be tonight? There'll be at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia, which you all know very well.
Hey!
For a Bud Light Eagles pep rally. Yo, this is a big one. Real big game. And thanks to Bud Light, I have not one, but two pairs of tickets.
Wow.
Two tickets away to Sunday's game.
Oh, that's going
to
be a good one.
Swoop's going to be there. Eagles cheerleaders. I'm going to be giving away prizes throughout the night. And then ultimately, I'm going to be sending four people to the game.
All right, so tonight, Chickies and Pete's, what time?
Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia, 6 p.m.
Okay.
You must be there to win.
Yay.
6 p.m. tonight.
So come, enjoy some Bud Lights. We're going to have a great time. Let's go.
All right, love
I'm
it.
Pumped. Let's go.
It's a big game, and those are some big tickets. All right, go down to Chickies and Pete's tonight in South Philly. All right, coming up, we'll hear from you people, take some calls, and I was thinking something as I watched Thursday Night Football last night. We'll discuss that next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.